Bloodline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Dr. Who? Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Bruce, a.k.a. Dr. Spaz, filling in for Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, also an addiction medicine specialist, also a whiz with the laser.
He will.
It's great radio. He's a whiz with the laser.
Hey, Anderson's here to protect me.
Yes, the laser has more personality than Dr. Bruce, but... But Bruce makes the payments.
Yeah.
Oh. Bruce is will take a tattoo off with that laser. He will make you look 20 years younger.
Can I tell him to go to drbruce.com?
No, you cannot tell him to go to drbruce.com.
Merciless self-promotion.
All right. Steve-O and Cone are both here tonight from Sum 41. Sum 41 I saw last night at the amphitheater. As a matter of fact, the guy... whose place you're taking, Dr. Drew and I, brought them out on stage. And they played a great set in front of a packed house. Yes?
I guess.
I was pretty wasted. I don't really know.
I was, too. Did it seem... get in on that mic a little there, Steve-O.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you have good nights, bad nights, or bad or good nights and great nights.
You know, they're all special in their own little way. I don't really pay attention.
Sometimes
I'm usually just daydreaming the whole time, and because I'm way in the back,
right?
And they just hide the drummer in the back. Then I don't really see the kids. I can't see anything. They're all the same to me.
Can you have a bad night as a drummer?
Absolutely. As a drummer, every night's a bad night.
Right. Because
you're looking at everybody in the front row, and then you're like, that could be me.
Well,
you know, why did I fall for this instrument? How did I get into that news?
What's with all the drummer jokes? I don't understand.
I don't know. It's a complicated instrument. It requires talent.
Sure. Yeah.
You're going to start ragging on my instrument now.
Well, yes.
That's what you're going
to
do?
Well, I have to deflect the insults.
Drummers are the clown princes of the band,
right,
of the rock business.
Right.
It dawned on me many years ago when Darren from Goldfinger came in here with his pants around his ankles, and I thought, yes, drummers are goofballs, and have a sort of healthy, low self-esteem.
Yeah.
But too self-deprecating for my money. These are talented musicians who deserve as much underage poontang on the bus as the lead singer. Am I right?
You're
absolutely.
Right.
I suppose that, the underage poontang thing, if we could work
underage.
That. Into the, yeah. It's
just,
kind of, yeah. Well, any age. If it's got a pulse, even if it didn't have a pulse.
What is the age, and do you know this, what is the age, you guys are from
14.
Canada. 14?
14 in Canada.
Yeah. But
and it's all of Canada.
Yeah.
Quebec and Montreal.
I think Montreal's like 8 or 9, but the rest of Canada.
14.
Yeah, 14. Maybe it's a thing if they're trying to bump it down to 13.
Newfoundland.
It
must be different.
I've been trying to do this for a while, which is unify the states here on the age of consent. I don't see why it's got to be 18 in California and 14 in Hawaii. It seems crazy to have it all over the place. And how can you blame a guy who grew up in a state where it was 14 or 15? 15, lived there until he was 42, and then moved. His work transferred him, and next thing you know, he's banging a 17-year-old, and he's in the pokey.
His work moved. You know, his work changed. His ethics don't change.
That's right.
If you're gonna, I 100%.
You pack up your desk, not your genitalia.
It's a great point.
Now, and what would be? We can't agree on a number. Like, let's just make it 17.
I think 18's a, be a little stiff.
That's a little much.
18, yeah. We shouldn't be punished.
Yeah,
I'd say
16.
If
you can drive.
We take the highest number, which is 18. We pick the lowest, which is like 14, and we do a compromise, 11. That's what I would say.
You're being too conservative for me, pal, but...
All right, so Canada, 14. One more reason 14. To move to Canada.
Yeah, it's a great country, you know?
Lots of room, too.
Plenty of room.
Does all of Sum 41 live in Canada when not on the road, when not touring?
Derek lives here now. Because he's a lead singer.
Sure.
He can afford the nice place in the hills. You know, I'm still living in my parents' basement, so...
Sure. Permafrost. Just steam coming out of his mouth as he gets up off his prison cot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing a lot for the love of Canada's overall rating of Americans hasn't gone down to about 20% in the last 10%.
They all hate us.
They do. Not only Canada, like, though, guys. Not only
The rest of the world hates us, but it's just like they hate the big man on campus.
No, we love him. We love America. That's why we come here all the time.
Let me say, too. Here, let me tell you something about Canada, too. First, they hate Americans, but then their complaint is Bush hasn't visited us in a while.
It's just impolite, you know, and we're all about the polite, you know? And so he should have come, you know, and we were more than happy to welcome him. And we was curious that he didn't actually go to the Capitol.
The Capitol, yeah.
He went to the east. Well, there's no population, nobody there to go meet him or
They get the demonstrators six blocks away.
An entire province away.
Yeah. You know, the people in the east of Canada are the nicest
people. They say hi. Yeah. You don't even know them.
They're nice in the east, aren't
they? Oh, yeah, the nicest people.
Yeah.
I like Canada. I may end up there one day. I think it's my new home.
Come on up.
Are the taxes real high there? It's high taxes, right?
Yeah, we have high taxes.
But you know what happens though is it goes to if there actually was a
what
high
is
crime
the
rate.
What is it higher than 50% or is it like 50%?
It's about 50.
About 50%.
Depending what tax bracket you're in, I'm assuming you're doing quite well.
So. Oh, I'm literally a millionaire.
But, you know, you go buy
chocolate. People talk about being millionaires. I'm literally a millionaire. I'd go to Canada, I'd get screwed, right?
Yeah, but then depending on what the dollar is, because, you know, if you're a millionaire, you go...
You'd be literally
a multi-millionaire.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's a true fact.
Wait, move the
You'd be
show.
Literally a bored millionaire. How about that?
Is it that boring up there?
Occasionally.
Well, it depends where you are. Toronto, Montreal, right. Vancouver, great.
Yeah.
Saskatchewan.
The strip clubs in Montreal.
Oh. Mwah. Second to none.
Yeah.
I was up there for the comedy festival, and it's wonderful to have a lap dance for like $17.18 or something like that.
No.
It's ten bucks. Yeah, it's $10.
$10 Canadian. That's like $4.
We were just on tour. We went to a strip club. Lap dances for $1.
Yeah,
a buck.
And the guy was getting a smoker next to me.
A buck fifty
for a smoker.
Where was he?
I spent about $150 that night.
it was in Houston. It was called Treasures. We just walking by and we're like, the girls were beautiful.
But
and easy.
This wasn't during happy hour or anything.
No. It was 11 p.m. on a
really?
Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah.
Gotta get out to Houston.
You gotta go to the
What are the taxes like in Houston, Bruce?
I think they're high.
In Houston.
They're high.
Well, but think all the money you'd save. But a buck, a lap dance,
times
thousands a year. I mean, that adds up. All right. Some 41 here. We're going to hear something off the new CD called Chuck, which is a great name for a CD. Why Chuck, though?
Well, we went to do this documentary in Africa, and things got a little hairy while we were there, and we got shot at. And
really?
We had to be evacuated, and the guy that evacuated, his name was Chuck.
Oh, really? So it's a tip of the hat to a man to save your life?
He's a Canadian guy.
He's a UN volunteer.
What was going on in Africa?
It's civil war.
No, I mean, what was Sum 41 doing in Africa?
There's a charity organization, a Canadian charity organization called War Child Canada. We went with them.
Just trying to give back.
We've done so much for ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's time we did that. Now we're getting back to doing more for ourselves.
Awesome. When are we going to, you know what we need to do? We need to get into that Africa and straighten it out.
Yeah.
You know my plan. I have a plan for sort of world alignment, which was a number one.
Are you a Republican? Because I think they got the same plan.
I may be even more than a Republican.
Yeah.
I would like first piece of business. Take all the Jews out of Israel, move them to Baja, California. Let them get that country back on their feet. That country needs to sober up, needs a nice couple of Jews over there, get things working over there, get things moving. Now, so here's what we do. We don't have to pour all the money into Israel with all the defense. We'll just let all those folks kill each other off over there because they'll turn on each other as soon as they're done, as soon as Israel moves out of there. Get the Jews out of there. Put them into Baja. They straighten Mexico out. Then we don't have all the flight out of Mexico coming over here screwing with the economy, see, because the Jews get the economy back on their feet over there. Then we send the Canadians to Africa, get that get that continent back on its feet because it's all over the place, and we spread out into Canada.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
There's more than enough room up in those Northwest territories, you know?
Yeah. It's plenty of room up that way.
Plenty of room to hide when they come drafting you guys, so, you know.
Yeah. We got to... I was just talking to Jimmy about this last week. Oh, and by the way, Sum 41 going to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live
on Wednesday
night. But we're just talking about how they got the gay marriages going up there.
In Canada.
Cheap prescription drugs in Canada.
If you get shot, which is so unlikely, they'll pay to get you back together.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay for anything.
You can flee.
You can avoid
the draft there. I was saying to Jimmy, I was saying, Canada is like your buddy's sofa who you can crash on. You know, like first buddy, like when you're 19, the first guy to get an apartment, and you're like, listen, I want to do a bong load, I want to nail my girlfriend, and I'm kind of in hot water with my stepmom, so I need to crash. Canada is our country's sofa. Our stoner buddy's sofa that we can go crash on if a war breaks out or we need some drugs or have some trouble with the law.
With the pot, you know, it's legal now.
Maybe we can just go up to Canada, get our head together for a few months, you know? wait till the heat dies down a little here, and then we just slide back into our country.
Sick Canadian-American.
I actually have a real friend who's sleeping. He's probably on my couch right now, who's an American who came up there for the exact same reason.
I think the sign for Canada should be Canada, crash on our sofa. you know what I mean? Yeah?
Yep.
All right. Went to the Dr. Drew School of Radio. A lot of head nodding, a lot of head shaking, a lot of pointing at stuff. All right, shall we rock? You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Sure. Yeah, let's get it on. Let's break it down. Gotta get it on. Woo! Freak out. Get it on. Here we go.
Now going commercial.
To, line 5, speak to Gene, who's 22. Gene?
Yes?
What's up, baby doll?
I had a problem. It started a couple months ago, actually. Whenever my boyfriend has sex, I, like, orgasm the whole time, and it's like drenching the bed orgasming.
The bed?
Mm. Yeah.
That's awesome. Because that way he knows
you're a lucky girl.
Yeah.
Why don't you explain to him that you just haven't pooped the bed, which is good.
It's good. The novelty wears off eventually. Though, you know, you can only flip the mattress.
But right away.
So many times.
The whole time. Like, the guy doesn't have to work.
Do you have it right away?
And you're 22.
Yeah. This is, like, the first guy I've been like that with.
Is he big?
I've been with bigger, but not, like, the same.
Well, make sure he understands that very clearly.
You just explain to him.
You have to underscore that. Guys need to know that they're not the biggest. That you've been with much bigger.
Yeah.
And so make sure you check that off the list with him in terms of reasons you're having an orgasm.
Why do you think this is a problem?
Are you complaining about this?
Yeah, what's the deal?
It's embarrassing. It's very embarrassing.
It shouldn't be embarrassing. You should understand and explain to him that some people, some women, when they have an orgasm, there is a lot of fluid discharge like that.
Does he want an explanation, or is he okay with it?
No, he enjoys it.
All right.
Well, there you go. Rubber sheets. There you go. Boom, bam.
Yeah, you just put a trash bag down. That's what I do.
Down.
I just put a hole in the trash bag.
No, there's a basic misunderstanding about that. I've seen patients come in for consultations to they're concerned they have excess glandular activity or other problems. It's not a problem. It's just a normal.
Well, they do have excess glandular activity.
Okay. They want their glands removed. It isn't really a glandular problem.
Well, I mean, it's one of these things where Drew always says, like, big deal. So the guy has a physical manifestation of his work. You know, it's nice as a guy. We have no mementos. You know, we don't know if we've actually produced an orgasm or not. And for a guy, you get to take, it's like taking a fish and having it mounted. You know, you don't have to tell everyone about the story about the one that got away. It's actually hanging in, you know, over
the
fireplace.
You could actually do that with the sheets.
You could actually mount the sheets. Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm suggesting.
You just put it right
over
on the fireplace.
Big
nail.
Ball of crusty stuff.
Invite the family over and just sort of instead of watch the TV, watch the sheets.
Her and her father's admiring it during the holidays.
Yeah, a little rub.
No,
it's authentic. That's not eggnog.
Eventually, it must get old. You know what I mean? Year 3 into the relationship, when you have to.
Well, does it wear off though?
No,
Well,
it'll happen always.
It will if there's enough stimulation in the right place.
Yeah. So. Now, what about, can somebody take salt tablets or throw some kitty litter down there or something? That's what I'll do. I look at it like a transmission that's leaking in the driveway. Just go ahead and throw that litter down there.
Maybe put a plastic sheet under the mattress sheet.
I think a black garbage bag is just classy. It looks like silk. At the same time, you know, you're still giving the illusion of like a kind of
maybe
like...
Maybe we should ask the caller if we've adequately answered the question.
Yeah, you've had
some good advice with Kitty.
Well, I'm saying you put some foil on the windows, put the garbage bag down, you play a little Lou Rawls, people know you're a classy operator. Gene?
Yeah.
She's done.
Well, when I first got with him, I was like joking around like, I'm mostly orgasmic. And he was like, oh, that's cool. I was like, we'll see how many you can get out of you. And it was like drenched the first time. I was like, oh, my goodness. That's never happened before.
All right. Well, that's good.
Maybe this is just God's way of saying that you're soulmates.
Yeah.
You know?
Has he commented on this? Have you talked to him about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has. She has.
Soulmates.
He likes
it. He like makes comments afterwards. Like he's like, oh, it's like Michigan. I'm going to Lake Erie, and pretty soon he'll be in Pacific.
All right.
Hold on.
What was it?
He makes jokes.
These are
comparing it to bodies of water.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's normal male sensitivity.
Yeah.
That's great.
Nothing more I want to talk to when I'm banging my girlfriend about geography.
No, it's after he's done. He's talking about.
Oh, okay.
He waits.
Do you? Are you sure it's not urine?
No.
No. It's not urine.
All right. Look, there's nothing you can do. But it could be urine.
No.
What? There's female.
They usually call and ask us that, and we tell them it's not.
It's all the same hole, right, Dr. Bruce?
No.
Jeez.
Well, what's going on with these Canadian guys?
It's cold up there, you know?
Usually
you're having sex, you want in a one-piece snowsuit.
Yeah.
So it's,
Yeah, come on.
Just bring up Newfoundland with these guys.
Why
do you guys
do not
discriminate?
Like
they discriminate against
them. No, really? My girlfriend's a Newfie.
A Newfie.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, she's, you know what?
There's something different about
them. You don't want to make fun of the Newfies.
What's up with them?
It's sort of the Ozark of Canada, isn't it? Like
they're the butt of all. They're like a strange province. It's like a half an hour ahead.
What's that in America? What's Newfoundland?
You're our Polacks, I think.
Or South.
They're our Polacks. They would be your. We have Polish.
Arkansas.
We make Polack jokes.
Yeah. So it'd be something.
But they're
like
a little further away. I mean, here I think you got to go middle of the country. I think we have like Mississippi. We got a little Louisiana.
They're all extremely nice, and it's fun to go there.
It is.
Yeah, it's a great time.
When you go there, they make you kiss a cod.
They knife you with a fish, and then you have to drink this weird...
It's called Screech.
Yeah, rum that they've imported through pirates.
And you got a French kiss a fish.
Really?
Or if you're not doing that, you have to kiss a puffin's ass.
Puffin. Yeah.
It's true.
You're arousing Adam's interest.
What's a puffin look like?
Dr. Bruce? Puffin?
It's animal medicine. I'm not able to comment on
that.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I've kissed a few puffins in my day.
We will. Now, is the Newfoundland dog the same, or is that it's not spelled the same, is it?
What?
The big black furry dog.
Newfoundland dog, yeah.
Is it spelled the same way?
I believe it's a Newfoundlander.
All right. Which is odd that they'd have such a big dog because it's such a small island. You think like a goldfish, you know, the bigger the bowl, the bigger the fish. But
right.
You got the small dog.
How does the world's smallest place have the world's biggest dog?
No idea.
Yeah.
It's a Dr. Bruce.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm here and able to answer all these questions.
All right. Let's keep rolling along. Or maybe we should hear a 741 song.
Sure.
Sure. You guys cool with that?
Yeah, I'm into it.
How you doing there, Engineeress Michelle? You feeling good?
Oh, yeah.
Feeling confident?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
If it's a slow one, we can play it for Gene and let loose the juice.
Yeah, that's a Mean Gene, the spraying machine. Hey, everybody. Slutline.
We're back.
Bruce,
okay.
Bro, you are. You're like Casey Kasem.
Yeah. I'll take over that show.
Yeah. If he never, ever got in a radio, that's what you would be like.
Just be nice.
All right. Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew. Believe it or not, just as qualified, maybe more so. Drew tells me all the time how smart you are, and I'm like, no way. And he's like, he is. And I'm like, are you high, dude? And he's like, I'm telling you. So, you know, no better endorsement than Dr. Drew.
No.
Dr. Bruce in tonight for Dr. Drew. Any laser-related questions? Dr. Bruce is a wizard on the
I got
laser.
One.
Yeah.
Tattoo removals. How's that going? How's that working out?
Very well.
So you can get them. How does it matter how big? Does it leave scars?
No. If it's done properly.
You can get a whole tattoo removed.
And it looked like nothing was there.
It should. Now, the more pigment you have, sometimes it tends to be a little lighter.
Because I got this Tasmanian devil playing hockey on my ass.
What a maple leaf.
Every Canadian's got one.
Was that a blackout, drunken blackout? Yeah,
I did it, too.
It was a prison style.
Yeah. With guitar, more guitar strings are used for putting on tattoos than for guitars.
Right, yeah.
I guarantee it.
Totally.
But, yeah, you do it once a month, treatment.
How painful is it?
It's very painful. Three times as painful as getting the tattoo, which is...
In the old days, they'd do tattoo removal by just cutting it out, and then the person would have a huge keloid scar there. It was like, well, Let's Boogie guy, the zigzag man is gone from your shoulder, but someone looks like someone took Silly Putty and just mashed it. It's now disgusting.
Right. Or scrape it with salt, or there are all kinds of barbaric treatments.
Right. This theoretically can be done with nothing left and no trauma to the skin.
And the treatment can be done without even drawing blood, so you have a little bit of swelling. It is painful, however.
Okay, now, so, you just get really high before.
Right.
There you go.
I don't encourage it, but I must admit I've had it.
We got to take a little break. 7:41 in studio tonight. We will, Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew. And so far, I'm giving you a 4.5.
Out of
100.
That's mean, Adam.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Bruce. Filling in for Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Bruce, board certified addiction medicine. Does the laser stuff. Does emergency medicine. Worked in the ER for quite some time. Went to
I've had anal sex and I passed out a couple
times. Has had copious amounts of anal. He does something he doesn't shy away from. He's upfront about it. He tells all his patients.
Have you ever heard of
hold on. Yes, we must turn the band's mic on. Yes, Sub 41, by the way.
I see how it works. I make a couple jokes, and Adam turns off the mic.
Yeah, I turn it off.
Now, this is just something I heard about the other day, and you said you worked at prisons. Have you ever heard of the pink sock? And does that happen? Do you know what the pink sock is?
I don't know. I just did some tattoo removal at the prison.
Oh, so no, you didn't look at any pink socks?
No.
What's a pink sock?
It's when you get the anal
first. We get it. You've had anal.
The trauma makes the colon come out. And it's pink, like a sock. Like somebody's got a sock in their butt.
So it's a prolapse. Rectum, yes.
Yeah, but hilarious.
Oh, no, funny stuff.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
But hilarious, get that though.
Yeah. So it actually, your innards come out of your rectum.
Yeah.
That's always a strong,
I don't know if that's the desired... Yeah, I don't know if there's a fetish out there for that or something like that.
Pink sock, not just for the incarcerated either.
No, I think it's a complication.
You do on the outside.
Okay.
Bad behavior.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Sure.
Speaking of bad behavior.
I will avoid this behavior in the future.
Please. Some 41 is going to be at Jimmy Kimmel Live, as I mentioned before, on Wednesday. That's this Wednesday, the 15th. And you can go out and see them perform because they're going to be out at the big Walkman stage out in the parking lot. And that house rocks. Seen it with many bands. I think most recently Green Day was out there. But you fill it up. The band plays. And usually, and I don't know what you guys are planning on doing, but the band will play a song or two on the air, but then hang out and play a few more songs for the fans kind of thing.
Yeah, that probably won't happen.
No. Probably just play half a song for the air.
You know, well, most of it will be on dead anyway. I don't plan on being sober.
Lip sync.
As long as the body's there, it's fine.
So you want to go check out Sum 41. You can go down to Jimmy Kimmel Live on the 15th. That's it's pretty much Hollywood and Highland, right in the middle of everything, Walk of Fame and all that. Go around to the back, and you just got to get there at 7 o'clock. And there you got it. 68.
Dickie Barrett still on the show?
Dickie Barrett will be there.
Love
Dickie
him.
Barrett love will him. Be there.
Dickie is awesome.
Dickie rules.
I love Dickie.
He's got to be one of the top 10 people for me. He's just fun.
He took the Boston's took us out on our one of our very first tours.
Yeah. Really?
And he's great.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole band.
Bruce, could you just stop yelling
Bruce,
into the
knock
mic?
Knock it off. We get it.
Anderson's over there causing trouble.
Dickie Barrett, as well as the rest of the Boston's, are salt of the earth.
Great fantastic.
Guys. I mean, what, before, many years ago, I think at my first K-Rock Weenie Roast, before I was literally a millionaire, I was just some schlub helping out on the morning show. I was walking around. I came across the Boston's bus. They all invited me in. We drank some brewskis. They didn't know me from Adam, pardon the pun, and they were just as generous and just as free-flowing with the booze as they would have been for anybody.
That's
God
amazing.
Bless them. And then Dickie and I became fast friends, and we're still friends to this day.
He won't return my calls, but I mean, like, I really like him.
Great guy. I love it. All right. We ready to keep going here?
Absolutely. Good call there.
All right.
Sex
talk
addicts.
To April, who's Hi. 18. What's up, April?
Not too much. I just want to know if there's something seriously wrong with me.
Well, what's up?
I know I must have a problem with sex because me and my boyfriend will have sex like 2 times in a day and I have to masturbate constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Is that normal?
Well, 18 people have different sort of sexual metronomes. Yours
constantly during sex
fast.
Or constantly in between?
Yeah.
Constantly in between.
All right, but
God bless you.
Not during the sex. The during the sex thing is kind of a double-edged sword. It's one of those things where it's like getting a piece of workout equipment for Christmas. Like, right. First impulse, oh, great, thanks. Second is, what, you think I'm fat? So no. The first one is like, oh, you're diddling yourself, you're hot. And the second is, what, I'm not doing it?
Yeah, well, sexual addictions are real disorders, although, you know, you're prone to tell a lot of jokes about it.
People yeah, have a, funny.
Some people have a hard time.
Addictions are funny.
Just admitting what you're talking about. So it's good that once you're aware, though, that there's an unusual obsession with a certain thought, there are various problems that can cause that. But having a compulsive sexual disorder.
Plus, here's the thing, too. It's a bottom line. I hate to say, but if you're hot, it's no big deal.
Here's what I want to know.
I'm definitely hot.
Oh, if you're hot, then it's cool.
Yeah.
And it's the confidence that makes you hot, baby.
If you were like 300 pounds, it'd be a tragedy.
Oh, yeah.
We'd have to do something about it. But
okay.
If you're hot, you know.
See, because when you masturbate a lot and you're a guy, sometimes you cut your can I say dick? Dick.
Yeah.
You just wear it down. And so now you got a cut on your dick.
Right.
And then, do you get cuts?
No, my Adam? Boyfriend. My
Hold
boyfriend.
On. I know for a fact.
And then you get a callus. I mean, I remember when I was like between 12 and 15, I had a callus on my dick.
Well, Adam's an expert in this area, so I'll defer
well,
to him.
First off, I know in Canada they use seal fat to masturbate with. At least that's what I've read in all the textbooks. Now, we have Germans, we have ponds.
Blubber.
You use blubber. Yeah, I mean, yeah. could be whales, it could be seals, whatever it is.
If it's endangered, it gets me off more.
I use a spotted owl snot as a personal lubrication.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm that rich.
Yeah,
literally
yeah.
A millionaire. I use endangered species mucus in order to masturbate.
So April of you.
True.
April, you swear.
Yeah.
April.
Oh, who? You want to talk to April?
Let's talk to you. April.
Okay, where is it?
Would
you
stop?
You want to keep yelling her name, or you want me to push a goddamn button, you retard? All right.
Go
ahead now. Yeah. Bruce, how many times have you done this show? 120 times?
Yeah, probably.
Don't know the part where the screen lights up when they're on and...
I can't see. It's blocked.
Why can't you see anything? You're two feet away from the screen.
All right, I'll move over this way.
You're eight.
Now, let me turn
on the air.
Let me turn it. All right. Can you see?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Why can't you see? You're 2 feet from it.
Okay.
All right. All right. Anyway. Yeah. Excessive masturbation. Bruce, you're out. Your time is up on this call. April.
Yeah.
You're hot.
Yeah.
You masturbate, and you're getting laid a lot.
Yeah.
Fine. Here's the only thing. Quiet down. If you...
It's not funny.
Just pulled his penis over his wrist and told me what time it was. We're laughing at something completely different.
Here's the problem. We ever abused sexually?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
What?
Yes, I was.
You were?
Yes.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty damn sure.
Okay. Well, okay. Now you gotta go to like SA or something like that.
I know, but the whole thing is I'm bi too, so I'd probably try to end up turning out those girls.
All right. Now it's bogus. Bogus call.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bogus. April, bogus.
Time for Germany, Florida question.
Bogus call. How dare you try to slip one in? It's easy to do tonight, by the way, because our bogus force field is not at maximum power. I got Dr. Bruce over here. No, let's face it. You're a thorn in my bogus side.
I'm proud of that. You weaken
the bogus the defense systems that we normally have up.
I've gotten more Germany, Florida questions right than
you. Oh, really?
When I've been here,
you want to play Germany
average.
Or Florida?
What's Germany,
right.
Florida?
Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's our Newfoundland is basically what it is. I started realizing when I was sitting at the table over at Jimmy Kimmel Live. By the way, Sum 41, Jimmy Kimmel Live, this Wednesday. Go out and rock with them in the parking lot as they play an extended set. Start noticing that all bizarre and macabre stories came out of either Germany or Florida. That's where all the weird ass goes down. So we turn into a game. People call up, they tell us the bizarre story, and then we guess. Is it Germany or Florida? Anderson, do you have the theme song? The game is worth it for the theme song alone.
Things are sick, interested from too much
dig
fun
this.
And Nazis. Sex, meth, and death fetishes. Both of them have got these. Guaranteed not to bore you, Germany or Florida.
You guys may want to cover that. Megan?
Yeah?
You're 16? Oh, no, you're 14.
14.
Yes, go ahead. Germany or Florida?
Okay. A man lived in an apartment with his dead father for at least a year to avoid eviction. The father was skeletal, just skin and bones, completely dried up. Firemen found the decomposed body sitting on the couch after neighbors reported a smell of burning. The unemployed son had not notified the authorities of the death because he feared he would be kicked out of the apartment, which he was rented under his father's name.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, how long does it say? How long for a body to decompose? Well, and it's, I guess...
What's the question?
Whether it's Germany or Florida. We have to guess. Is it Germany or Florida? Oh.
So this is the story.
That's
you gotta
Florida.
Guess.
Right. Feels like Florida.
Unemployed son.
Unemployed
son. There's no unemployed people
feels,
in Germany.
Yeah, unemployed son feels very...
But no, they this, send them off to...
Canada.
It starts with a C.
Sitting with the corpse feels sort of German in its own macabre way, you know?
Yeah.
Florida body can start
maybe,
smelling
maybe
pretty
somebody
good
who
too.
Immigrated to Florida
from Germany. Yeah.
That's
I'm going with Florida.
Yeah.
Going
you know, Florida? It sounds very Florida to me.
Okay.
Could be a trick question.
But a German living in Florida.
Steve O'Connor going Florida. Bruce, what do you think?
Florida.
You're going Florida?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Germany just to make the game interesting.
So you're like on Price is Right. You're betting a dollar right now.
Yeah, I'm just...
He's contrarian. There's no reason for it.
Because it's great radio. It's great radio to go,
Adam guesses
to go Germany.
This.
All right. I go Germany. The room goes Florida. Megan, what is it?
It's Germany.
Oh,
yeah.
Did it say on the screen?
Yeah. Yeah, it says it's German. No. Yeah.
It could be nothing worse.
First off, you ever wonder why they call him Ace? it's partly because I made him call me Ace, but it's also because of things like that.
First name begins with an A. That's
and some sort of alliteration. Yeah, but it's at least 25%. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? All right, that's true. What happens. Thanks, Megan.
You're welcome.
We're gonna send you out nothing. As a matter of fact, we're not even sending nothing out. We're just gonna keep our nothing. All right.
All right. Thanks
for playing. That's how you play Germany or Florida. Later on. We're going to play Ace's Ranchero Accordion Countdown.
Oh, I can't wait.
That is an exciting game. You guys into ranchero music?
It's huge in Canada.
Oh, yeah. I'm
Big
sure
time.
It is.
Nice.
Give us a little sample. Do you have any kind of sample of that, Michelle? We're not playing it yet, but let's give you a little sample. And again, some ideas for the next record, you know?
Yeah.
It's great.
You know, I like to think that this is what the guy was playing the entire time his dad was decomposing in the living room.
it is some of the best music to decompose to.
Beautiful.
Just one of the areas the Jews would clean up if I sent them out to Baja. Just one of the areas they could take care of. You know what I mean?
This one from one of your 70s foreign porno films?
Yeah. So in Ace's Ranchero Mexican Accordion Countdown, we take a guess how long before we hear the accordion music. We play a random ranchero song. We go in the middle of a random ranchero song. How long? I got to tell you, I got to give you a tip. It averages about 3.5 to 4 seconds.
Okay.
But
sometimes that's too long.
You could go immediate, or you could go for the marathon of like 12 seconds. It's a crazy game. It's sweeping the nation.
Good radio.
We're
going
to play it when we come back from the break. Sum 41 in studio tonight, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Bruce. Dr. Drew, not in tonight. He announced earlier in the day he was too good for the show.
Oh.
Said he wasn't coming in.
True.
He's just at home. He just decided. He said he was too good. And then he said, good day. And I said, but Drew. And he said, I said, good day. And he stormed off.
Really?
And that was it. Yeah.
Painful erections will not go away.
Yeah,
he decided. He describes you as a painful erection.
Yeah,
a painful, uncomfortable erection, well beyond.
Yeah, making that idiot rich. Are you kidding?
He's actually
me?
Involved in a research study, I believe.
He is.
He's doing something.
Whatever it is, he's getting paid.
Yeah, right.
Whatever it is, he's getting paid.
Yeah,
and getting paid for tonight too.
Yeah. I hate to compare what he does in his spare time to what you do in your spare time.
How dare you? Oh. And what do? You get paid when you come in here, right?
Not in the last year, but that's okay.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's an advertisement. Give your website out.
DrBruce.com.
741.com.
What do you remove? It's a strip club guide. I'm sure there's a few links on there.
There's a link to ageofconsent.com.
Almost legal.com.
Just not quite legal.com. I actually don't operate that site.
Steve on phone here tonight.
You know, the Canadians 41. And the strip clubs.
Yeah. Can you shut your mouth for a second? Sum 41. Yeah. You do exactly what Drew does, too. Sum 41. Chuck, name of the CD. No, Drew will do that. When we come back from the show, and I go, I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew, Sum 41 in studio tonight, name of the new CD. And Drew goes, hey, did you hear about it? And I'll be like, you're not going to let me finish? Not this part? All right. That's compulsory stuff, Bruce.
Well, okay.
What's going on, buddy? I know Bruce. Let me tell you what's going on with Bruce. Bruce has two looks. He has the dry, geeky look, and then he has the wet-headed, geeky look. And no, but when he puts gel in his hair, it's like Fonzie putting the jacket on. He feels good.
Why
you come
there?
In, you have better shows. You're a more confident man. And it's working.
Yeah.
Is that what you got in there, gel?
He's got gel.
You look more of a moose man to myself.
This is like Crisco. I don't know what the stuff is. But yeah.
Everything's moose to the
Canucks. It's working.
All right. Shall we rock? Now, we do want to hear Steve-O's stripper story, by the way. But we should take a call, and we should probably hear it after the break.
Yeah.
And we got another song to play from Sum 41. It's a big night. It's too much show. It really is just too much. It's going to be a shame to end it a half hour early, ironically. All right, let's speak to Chelsea, who's 17. Chelsea?
Hi.
What's up?
2 months ago, my boyfriend and I had sex and the condom broke.
Mm-hmm.
And I've taken two pregnancy tests, and one of them came out positive, and the other one came out negative.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about that, Bruce?
How long ago did the condom break?
2 months.
So that's too long
months?
To stand on your head, right?
Yeah.
That won't work anymore.
The pregnancy tests that are available in the stores are very accurate, and I'd go with the positive, see a physician, and have a pregnancy test.
Well, have you had your period in that 2 months?
No.
And and again, not having a period or thinking you've had one is not to
well,
be used
why
as
don't
a...
you? What about one more test? What about the rubber match for the rubber that broke?
No, because you've had a positive test, I would go in and have one done by the physician.
All right. I'm guessing she doesn't have a physician. Do you have a physician?
No, I have a family doctor, but I really don't want my family to know about it until...
We'll go to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. Which really should start being called Unplanned Parenthood, because there's nobody in there saying... nobody goes through the door like, hi, we're the Irvings, I'm 34, this is my wife Sheila, she's 33, we're thinking about starting a family, we thought we'd... No, it's a 14-year-old who got raped, right? It's Unplanned Parenthood. It could easily just put the un in front of it.
It's irritating, I admit.
But just call it un. Call it what it is.
Right.
Because I think it freaks out people that haven't had it planned. Oh, we shouldn't go there, ours was unplanned.
Good
unplanned
point.
Parenthood.
Unplanned, very good.
Just call it what it is. That's all.
Yeah, your life is over.
Yeah, that's
parenting.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stepdad's going to kill you.
Yeah.
Parenthood. Yeah. or just call it like, oops, or this is a disaster, or, you know.
More than just a stain on the sheets.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, just start calling what it is. That's all. That's all. All right, so she needs to go into unplanned parenthood.
Does that cost
money?
No, I don't know how it works here.
There are free services even in our capitalistic country.
Wow.
Yeah, you can go in there. And by the way, I swear, my mom was like a Canadian / communist growing up the whole time. Because my mom was like a welfare and food stamps and everything. And over here, the people that don't feel like working, they love Canada because they always cite Canada. They're like, in Canada, they have unlimited resources and health care. You know, they have health care for all of their people. They're all lazy. The stoners in the America love Canada because they're like, here's this utopia where you don't have to seem to work and you have full benefits and everyone covered and you're treated with dignity. See, here we sort of, you know, if you don't make money, you don't get to live the same life of the people that actually work and get educated and do that kind of stuff. But my mom must have dropped that Canadian thing like 400 times.
Oh.
In Canada. Is that right? But she would, I keep telling her, Mom, if you ever got off your ass and got a job, you would be taxed. You'd have to pay half.
Yeah, it is right there.
Yeah. Does everyone have a health care? Except for when they get really sick, then they have to come here to get the specialty treatment, right?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Everyone has health care.
It's amazing, really. Yeah.
But it takes a long time. I heard now they're getting backlogged and everything.
Well, we don't necessarily know what we're doing up there, but it's free. That's kind of the trade-off.
Here's all you need to know about this country. The entire world beats it up, but when one of their leaders gets into some serious trouble and needs the job done right, they immediately fly him out to what country?
America.
The America. God. That's all you need to know. God bless this country. All right. Sub 41 here tonight. They hate Americans.
Only one American right now do I hate.
Just for us.
A troublemaker.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll hear Steve-O's incredible stripper story. And this thing, and I'm not just hyping this thing. This
it has everything.
It has everything and more.
Yeah, you got to guess.
Hey, I got a fanny pack. I got a beard that makes my double chin go. I got a ponytail. Who wants a ride home? I got coke. Yeah, that's my.
You had a part-time job at a strip club.
Am I going to fall back on that? It's going to be a very, very good life when I get out of radio. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Freak out and get it on. Woo! That's radio. 827-27. Woo, that's good right out there. I'd say it's 53 in Placentia, 53 in Monrovia, 53 in Orange, 53 in Encino, Sherman Oaks checking in at 53 in the craze. 827-27. Woo, rock out, get on. Steve O'Cohen, both here from 741. Boy, I tell you what, these guys rock. I was out at the show down at Amphitheater last night, barely 24 hours ago. I brought these kids on stage, boy, I tell you, they rock that house hard. Great to see you guys. Great to have you back. Thanks for being on the show. Tell us about Chuck. How? What's different? What's departure as far as the music goes? And where'd the band get its name?
Yeah.
And what part of Canada you're from? That's great. I'm this close to dropping trout. Let's get back to the phones, all right? All right, thanks. I'm 41 if those guys are close to your friends. I'll tell you what. Melissa? All right, hold on a second. Now, seriously.
Why don't you introduce yourself? They were a little bewildered.
Ace Rockola. Ace Rockola. Great CIA. It's
Adam's alter ego. It's irritating. Very irritating.
Yeah.
As you can testify to.
Yeah.
Sorry, Adam.
Okay, quiet down. All right, Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew. He's doing
4.5. Five.
You may not think he's doing a good job. But.
Ask the band, Adam. I don't want your...
compared to his normal appearances, this is a strong one. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Sure.
Yeah, he's doing a great job.
Get a couple hours of abuse.
Doing a great job. When we left off, we're speaking to Steve-O about a stripper story that he was conveying to us during the break. I told him to stop and save it for the air. Yeah. So scintillating.
Trauma, human interest, blood,
yeah,
guts.
It's all there. And as Steve-O, who knows good radio, decided it could be a Germany or Florida.
Absolutely.
So let's go ahead and relate that story to us.
I'll try and do it as quickly as possible. Cohen and I were at the at one of our shows, and across the parking lot there was a strip club. So we went there, and of course, after showing up, one of the girls came up and started kissing me. Like, she was very excited that I was in the van or whatever.
No, she just recognized you. She was a some 41.
Absolutely
beautiful.
Ran off stage.
Anyway. So she has to go back up and dance again. It's her set time again. And as she dances, comes back off, bumps into another stripper. And they start fighting, fist fighting. And the waitress gets caught up in all of it. And the tray she was carrying, thrown on the ground, glass smashes. And then the one girl picks up a shard of glass.
With the wig.
Oh, yeah. And then one stripper got punched in the face. Her head went back and her wig went sky high.
Really?
Yeah.
I like a cartoon.
Yeah. It was hilarious. With sound effects and everything.
And so... strippers are volatile. Well, they're a volatile breed.
And then, put the icing on the cake, if you will.
Right.
The one stripper picked up a shard of glass and stabbed my stripper in the neck.
Well,
leaving a hole there.
She wasn't just your stripper. She was all our strippers.
Well,
I know what you're saying.
Hey, I was the one stuffing dollar bills in her pants,
right.
Man.
No,
she was my stripper.
I understand. Derek has just entered the studio.
Hey, Derek.
What's up, Derek?
And so she's got this giant hole in her neck. And Dr. Bruce, is it bad of me to have wanted to?
You shouldn't have tried to penetrate the hole itself.
That's where I'm going with this. Anyway.
Gushing blood.
It's gushing blood. Comes out. We had to run, and there you go.
Right.
So now, this is the question.
Was it Germany or Florida?
Florida.
Wow. That's
any beer steins involved?
Well, wait a minute. Does Derek get a microphone, by the way?
He can just yell.
Nice work last night, by the way, Derek.
Oh, thanks.
This mic's wobbly towards
you guys,
meme.
All wobbly.
Yeah, it's like a divining rod. It goes toward the funny.
All right.
Well, that's the thing.
It's going towards you.
That Derek's got to prove himself. Steve has been, knocking out of the ballpark all night.
Won't let any of us
out. Yeah. All right. What do you think, Bruce? Is it Germany or Florida?
That's Florida.
Florida?
I think so.
Think
but
Florida?
These guys are all over the world. You don't know.
Yeah. You don't know.
They're strip clubs all over the world.
Let's see if we'll, let's ask one of our listeners what they think. Brian?
Yeah.
Did that story happen in Germany or Florida?
I'm going to say Germany.
Germany. All right.
I'm going against you.
All right. We have a Germany. We have a Florida. Let's get the answer, Steve-O.
That would be Florida.
Florida.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Strippers.
Good guess,
stabbing.
Though.
It was all there.
It seemed very German. I didn't think someone would get stabbed in the neck in Florida. That doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
That. Oh, yeah. That never happens there.
Yeah. There's rarely any violence in that part of the
trailer country. Parks and stuff in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our point. Exactly.
All right. Brian?
Maybe we should share that one.
Yeah.
Hang on.
All right.
Okay.
All right. You cool there? So where was I? Derek just came in here. We're going to hear another song from Sum 41. Is there anything you want to get off your chest? Is there anything you've been dying to say?
No.
You want to talk? You want to ask Bruce something, Dr. Bruce?
Yeah.
Remember that thing that was growing down there? And
yeah, that's gone now.
Didn't it hurt though?
Yeah, it's cool.
Because mine broke open and this stuff.
All right. Well, we can do the more personal
stuff. Got the penicillin
and during the break.
Right.
All right. So let's keep on keeping on. Actually, there is a question for Bruce regarding stretch marks. Ones we get a lot. Melissa.
Hello.
You have stretch marks?
Yeah, I had two babies, and they gave me stretch marks. And I was wondering if they can be removed with laser surgery or anything.
Yeah, lasers can improve them. In my experience and in general medical experience, they don't respond really well. So the best thing is to exercise, lose weight, and then you can see somebody that does use lasers and
but none of the creams or anything work, do they?
They don't work that well.
I don't mind stretch marks. Am I the only guy who doesn't mind it?
I like anything like that, you know.
Yeah.
Missing tooth.
Yeah.
Even just when it's about to go and it's got that little
it's loose.
Dead tooth, yeah.
Dead tooth can be a turn on. Missing eye can be nice.
Anything dead turns me on. So,
yeah. I liked when gangrene is set in and some of the digits have gone bad or maybe frostbite or something like that.
Is it true that Botox... What's in Botox?
It's botulism toxin A.
So what's up with the people shooting the botulism in the face? Is it to
paralyze muscles?
Is there a side effect? Anything nasty?
Not if it's done correctly. Now there was a case in Florida recently where some people
again,
ended up
Florida.
Ventilated.
You know, if you didn't say
always Florida.
Oh, I should have.
We could have played the game again.
Yeah. It seems like there'd be more trouble with people just shooting poison into their forehead, right? Yeah.
But it doesn't get into the circulation. It stays in the muscles.
Right.
You're doing it in specific areas, so
it.
And you're not getting the bacteria. It's just the toxin that's produced by the bacteria.
What if you wanted to kill... What if you took that same injection and just put it into someone's artery? You just put it right into their blood system.
Yeah,
would that do it?
There'd be some problems. But you really need fairly large doses and fairly specific areas.
Okay, now, if you had a lot of this Botox and you put so much in and it gave... Could it give somebody the stretch marks that me and Adam...
We like stretch marks. No, you know what's a hot look is that bikini stretch mark, the one on the side of the ass cheek. You know, it's just a little below the hip and just sort of on the side.
Yeah.
It's a real ladies thing.
Fashion statement.
Weird tan thing. And then when I see stretch marks around the boobs, it means they're large. You know what I mean? It's a weird thing. I react to it. It's like, oh, stretch mark. You don't see stretch marks on an A cup. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it could mean the presence of something good.
Uh-huh.
Yes?
Yes, you're right.
Something going
absolutely.
There.
All right. It's like the stretch marks on the boobs to me is like when the dog hears the can opener. It's not going to eat the can opener, but it knows something good is coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It makes you salivate.
Very Pavlovian that way.
Absolutely.
All right. Melissa?
Yeah.
There you go. There's really nothing you can do. Get a one piece.
Get somebody who likes stretch marks.
Can I tell you one thing, though?
Yeah.
Okay, a couple of weeks ago, the condom broke, and I got some emergency contraceptive, and I wanted to thank you for putting it out there, because I would have had a third if I hadn't done that. So I wanted to thank you guys.
Drew's a big proponent of emergency contraceptive.
Yeah, I don't know if they probably have that in Canada.
Is that what that emergency stuff is? Because I eat that all day.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the wrong stuff.
Well, you've never gotten pregnant, have you?
Nobody's got breast tissue there.
Yeah, but I got the stretch marks on it. So.
It is something that you can take if the condom breaks, you know, 72 hours or so after the condom breaks. No more than that. And it's not an abortion pill.
No.
That's what everyone needs to know.
It's a good thing.
All right. Brian?
Yeah.
I was going to answer your very sensitive question, but you were wrong on the Germany... or a Florida thing, and I feel you need to be penalized somehow. It says here you're ritualistically and repeatedly raped by bikers throughout your childhood. But I'm sorry, you did lose to Germany or Florida, and rules are rules, Brian. I'm sorry, we have to go. All right, now go ahead. Let's see, you were adopted?
Yeah, and I was wondering if, like what are common problems with adoption, like kids and their relationships later in life, basically?
Well, they do that thing where they want to go find their real biological mom, who's just usually white trash somewhere, and it's horribly disappointing. You think you're going to go find your biological parents, and it turns out your dad was a highly decorated fighter pilot, and your mom invented penicillin or something.
And you find out he works with metal in Florida.
The captain of the Navy ice hockey team, and he grew up in Toronto, Canada.
Right on!
Yeah.
So you're right on that one.
No, but that's good. That's a good lie your mom told you. That's awesome. Yep. Yeah, now that's what you got to do. You got to make up something good. The reality is he's a pin setter at a bowling alley, and he's strung out on meth. That's reality. But you're saying he's the captain, and you pick somewhere far away, and then, you know,
you
never check into it. But so the big problem is don't go looking for your biological parents.
Yeah. I was wondering more like about relationships like I'm having now, though. Like, would I see like problems like not being able to connect with people or something like that?
When did you get adopted? How old were you?
I was before I was one, like 6 weeks after I was born. Or something.
Oh, okay. That's good.
That is good because a lot of problems later on have to do with bonding
early on. So the first 2 years of life are even more critical than was previously thought.
That's right.
And the, you know, the earlier the adoption occurs, the bonding's going to occur with the adoptive mother.
I don't think there's any inherent problems that are built into being adopted at a very young age.
No.
If you're adopted to good parents. So
absolutely.
How are the new parents?
They're awesome. They're together. They've been together my entire life.
All right, good. All right. Too, That's fine. Get over it. You're fine.
Okay.
You're 19. There's nothing wrong with you.
Yeah, no, you're okay.
You're not damaged goods.
You're just miserable like everybody else. It's all right.
And please, and don't. And you know what? The other thing that's weird is the open adoption thing, where like where you sort of lease your kid. Like, well, you're gonna raise my kid, but I'm gonna be able to come by every odd weekend and spend time with the kid and just confuse the hell out of the kid.
That's a very LA sounding.
It is.
I don't know if we have that in Toronto. Well, you adopt the kid. It's your kid.
It's looked at as sort of progressive. Like, wow, this is fantastic. But I really think you're going to F the kid up.
Yeah.
And by the way, as a mom or as a dad who wants to do the open adoption, as the person that's giving the kid up, it sends a weird message to the kid, which is like, I like you, but 3 days out of the month, not full time.
Yeah. So they're just doing what every real parent is thinking.
Yeah, really.
They're
just
going through with it. Yeah.
Right. And listen, you can ignore your kid and still have him live under the same roof.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My
done all the
did
time.
That. It's easy.
Yeah.
Just lock yourself in the room and you'll freak out.
Look what happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at it. Literally a millionaire.
Yeah.
But I mean, isn't it sort of like, I don't know, isn't it kind of weird? Like, look, you take the kid, you wipe his ass, you pay for education, you feed him, and then I'll come by for on the weekends. We can have a good time. I'll take him out to Shakey's. We'll eat some pizza.
See, now that sounds like a lot of the what they call the deadbeat dad. You see,
these are.
Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is like a mom doing what a dad does.
Right. It's convenient parenting. Yes.
Yeah. It's like a '60s thing almost.
All right, but I'm telling you, people do it out here, and they get behind it. And the parents that want to adopt the kid have no choice because they just want the kid. Brian.
Hello.
You're 22.
Hi, how are you doing? Adam, you're a genius, but I'd let you know.
Well, come on.
quick question, actually. Well, two questions, one for Bruce and then Adam later. Bruce, when my girlfriend and I have sex, we typically have it about, midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. And what happens is when we do have unprotected sex, she creates a lot of fluid and she gets wet. So when we go to sleep, I get up in the morning and get dressed for work. I wanted to know if, the fluid that she created was actually could become infectious to my penis if it got on it.
No.
Just because you don't do that thing that gentlemen do in the sink when they're during the pose down period after sex?
Well,
I mean, you don't wash your junk off in the sink?
Well, I like my junk dirty.
I guess that's true.
Oh, do you?
I guess that's probably a good point. Maybe I should go ahead and do that. That's easy and smooth to do.
You go have a little bird bath,
okay. That's good.
Do that.
I like that.
There's that period after you have sex where you stand in front of the mirror in the bathroom and you do the pose down, and then once in a while you do the tough guy. Who are you talking? You talking to me? You want some? I didn't think so. During that period, you wash your genitalia.
Speaking of period, I mean, I'll do it if, you guys a little janky down there, if you know what I mean. But on a regular day?
No.
Keep it dirty.
Go right to bed.
Yeah. Sometimes you leave it there for a couple of
days. You know what it's like? It's like a good iron skillet. You're not supposed to clean it. You let the oils gather up on it. A dork is like a good iron skillet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like a wok.
There's a growth factor in there, right, Adam?
Yeah. Leave it alone.
But the,
that's right.
The vaginal environment, there is quite a bit of bacteria, but that's normal and necessary.
Now, I heard that the same bacteria that can grow inside a vagina is the same bacteria that grows on dead fish. And that's why it's the same.
Yeah. Is that a Canadian myth or a...
I think that's a fact, but only in Canada.
Blame Newfoundland for that one.
Yeah.
It's a fish store.
Yeah. It's another tale about the call there, son.
Brian, did
the other question is for Adam. You know how you always yarn about when you're at airports, you have such a bad time and they're like the pit of hell? I wanted to know, since you are literally a millionaire, why you wouldn't go to the executive terminal with your own plane, or why don't you have your own plane?
Well, first off, and I've been looking into this, you have to be a multi millionaire to have your own plane.
Yeah, with inflation, I mean, a millionaire, you're practically broke right now.
I do fly first class, however, I insist
you
on
do?
It. Oh, yes. And here's the thing. Here's the thing I don't like. First off, you try to go to that pilot's, that Eagle's Nest or the lounge or wherever the first class lounge is. Now, here's the thing. You fly, but you get screwed living in L.A. You fly out of L.A. to New York, which I constantly do. I always go try to use the thing, and it's like, I'm sorry, that's only for international flights. Well, if I was in New York and I was flying to Europe, I could use it. It's the same distance, is it not? You know what I'm saying? It's 3,000 miles from New York to London, let's say. And it's 3,000 miles from L.A. to New York. How come out of L.A. I don't get to use one?
First class is first class.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And by the way, you could go on eBay and get a ticket for $289 minus $4,200. That doesn't get me a watered down screwdriver and a couple of Triscuits?
And you brought this to their attention?
For the love of Christ. Yeah.
You're that guy.
I'm that guy.
You're the guy that takes me forever to get to my first class.
Oh, but really, what really kills me. No, you just want in. You just want to sit, you know, you just want to sit there and watch a little CNN and read the sports page and get a watered-down drink. And then in JFK, they don't open the bar until noon. Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah, that's...
That's my other thing. I think airports, and you guys are Canadians, so you're alcoholics. You're in a band, so you travel around a lot. You're going to be with me on this one, which is international airports need to be international waters. There's no moratorium on, well, we open the bar on this time or we close it on that time. You don't know what time it is. You flew in from Australia. So what that it's 10 a.m. in New York? To you, it's 4:30 a.m. and it's 2 days earlier. You need a Bloody Mary.
Well, yeah, you need a burger.
I agree.
I don't want a breakfast from McDonald's. I want a burger.
You want a good burger. You want a nice In-N-Out burger. Yeah,
it's not 11 for me, baby.
The point is yes, it should be like there should be gambling, there should be booze, it should be international waters. And who cares? A guy came in from Tokyo. Who cares what time it is? It's not whatever time it is for him. It's not for you. It's not really 8 a.m. to him. That's what I'm saying. He wants his booze.
It's wrong.
Am I right?
I agree.
That's right.
Absolutely.
All right. So here's the things we need. And then it wouldn't be that thing where it's from airport to airport. Like, oh, in LAX, yeah, you could get a drink. Oh, but New York, no, you can't get a drink. You can't keep track of everything. I have to now bring, you know what? I have to bring my own keg with me. When I travel, I bring a pony keg.
Pocket keg.
With me.
How about no porn in first class, Adam?
No porn in first class either.
But you got the wireless internet now, so you can bring your own porn.
Yeah. Yeah,
look at that.
That's all. I'm all over that.
Yeah, and I found, here's a tip for you guys to fly first class. The plastic wrapper that the blanket comes in makes a hell of a bib.
Gene, our first caller, the plastic, if she's going to get busy in the plane.
That's right.
So she doesn't,
get
all over the floor.
That is right. All right, so what have we figured out tonight? We went the age of consent, nationalized. Just pick one age. I think we figured out.
You said 11, right?
It was 11. Well, here's what I do. Here's why I say 11. I say 11, so when they start arguing, it only gets up to like 12 and a half.
Right.
And I'm like generous. All right. 12 and 4 months. I'm feeling very good. Yeah. I'm feeling very good. I hope you're happy. But take it to the cleaners. You see, start low and start haggling so it doesn't go up too high.
Yeah.
So that's age of consent. And then airports, international waters. Yeah. Gambling, booze, no timeline, nothing like that. No clocks. Uh-huh. It's like a casino. Nothing. Just booze flowing, and you want to eat ribs at 8 a.m., there's a place that's open that serves
them. I'm here to represent Drew's position on this.
Oh, shut up. No one wants to hear it. Sum 41 is in tonight. I think we could hear a song. I think we should hear a song.
Absolutely.
Should we hear a song? You want to do it after the break, Anderson? All right. We'll do it after the break. Sum 41, by the way, is going to be at Jimmy Kimmel Live this Wednesday, the 15th, and they're Hollywood and Highland, basically, during the whole Walk of Stars
thing. El
Capitan Theater, real landmark. Go see Sum 41. Rock out that whole big parking lot stage. You've seen it out there, have you not, Bruce? Yeah. Oh, look. He won tonight.
Velvet Revolver.
Huge venue. Great place to play.
I don't know. I had to leave to come here.
Sorry about that.
And get abused.
You guys are better. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
Go out and watch Sum 41 this Wednesday, and they'll play a couple of songs for the show, and then the concert begins. Because they save the good stuff for when the cameras stop, like you save your good stuff for when the microphones are shut down. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Bruce doing a more than adequate job filling in for Dr.
My Carol, number's gone
everybody.
Up?
Yes, no. Certainly have.
It's gone up over there, but it's gone down on this side. So
you got these guys abusing me.
No, no, I'm just kidding.
Ah, it's so fun. How can you not? Sum 41 in studio tonight. Chuck, name of the CD. Saw these guys last night at the amphitheater. Do a great job. As a matter of fact, Drew and I brought them out on stage. And then Wednesday night at Jimmy Kimmel Live. Still time to go out and see them. All right. We're going to hear another song. And we're going to take another call. So let's take a call first. Katie?
Huh?
You're 17?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's up, baby doll?
Can I just say that I'm so in love with Sum 41, and I really wanted to call to tell them hi.
What's not to love,
Katie?
Love on Love Line tonight.
I was just wondering, what would you guys do if, say, you had, like, a best friend, and she's cute, and, you know, you like her, you know, a little bit, and then you, like, have sex with her, and then everything just changes, and then...
This is the rule.
Huh?
You
what?
Things change after that.
Go ahead.
So, you know, what you got to do is, so you just stop talking to her, right?
Unless
you want to keep going with it. Right, and then give it some time, and you start talking again. That's how you handle that one.
What is it?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, just stop talking, because they'll forgive you.
Yes,
that's what I do. I don't have a best friend. I have a whole idea.
Friends. But
I really,
really, really like this guy, and it's really bugging me.
Well, why? Well, you know, then what's the problem?
He's acting weird.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
She's 17.
How old is he?
Bro, 17.
Okay, well, you're probably virgin.
Well, who liked who first? Because one of you likes the other one.
I liked him first.
You liked him first.
Does he like you now?
Well, I don't know. He did, I guess.
Well, you guys, you said you just had sex?
Yeah.
And it's weird now. There
you go. Whose idea was that?
Now it's weird.
Yeah.
Well, then it must have not been very good.
No, that's not true. It was probably fantastic. He probably went in 2 seconds.
No, here, look. Here's what it is. Here's what happens. When a girl likes a guy, she can work her way in, and eventually she can just break the guy down and have sex with him. Because a guy will have sex with a knot hole and a pine plank if he has just a couple of Schlitz tall boys. He absolutely will. And then the chick thinks, well, I see. Now he likes
me. He's in love.
No, he doesn't like her any more than Steve liked his dead hooker or stripper or whatever she was.
She wasn't dead at the beginning of the night.
Well, that's why. And then she died and he fell in love.
Yeah.
So, Katie, how long were you going out before you had sex?
All right. You want to wait?
Oh.
Huh?
All right.
How long were you going out?
They weren't going out. They were friends.
Your friends?
Yeah. We were
best friends.
Since the 7th grade, and we're seniors now.
And you are always secretly in love with him.
Yeah.
And here's the next thing, too. They will let you know it. Think about it. When you're in high school, if there's a chick who is hot and you can tell she has a crush on you, you do something if you're into her. He's not into you that way.
No.
But yeah, that's not to say that he won't be.
No, it is to say that he won't be.
Right.
But it's not to say that others won't be. And I know you're not interested in others. You're interested in this guy, and you feel like you put in all this time, but you're just going to waste more time.
Well, right. At 17, the guy's got one thing on his mind, having sex. And the girl doesn't.
If he was into you, you would have known it by now.
Right.
Yeah.
How long ago
but
did you have
he
sex?
He gives me those stupid little signs that guys give.
Yeah, that's a nervous tick. It doesn't mean anything. That's a palsy.
That's right. And then once you've had sex, now he's uncomfortable. He feels like you want more.
And the reason he's pulling back now is because he understands that with the sex, now he sent the message, and you're wanting to turn it into more than that, and he's cooling off now. He wants to send you the message that he's not boyfriend material. So, listen, I'm sorry to be cruel, but what is cruel as a doctor, if somebody comes in and you diagnose some cancer, it's time to treat it, not to say you'll be fine, go home.
Right.
All right, it's tough, but we have to do it once in a while. There's nothing wrong with you, Katie. You're 17, your name's Katie. You got to be cute. You just go out and find a guy who likes you. And if this guy comes around, he comes around, but you can't pine for him anymore.
But remember, the communication...
Can I just be his friend?
No, That's going to be too hard on you. Well, and you're only his friend because you're into him.
But there are a couple of things to learn here. First of all, when you have a relationship like that, when you have sex, it changes the dynamic. And so in the next relationship, you want to avoid assuming things about what the other guy...
have a relationship the next
exactly
relationship.
Right.
Here's what happens. She's only there because she's hot for him. Then they start pulling this crap where they're like, oh, I worry about our friendship. You don't care about your friendship. You're in love with the guy.
Right.
And the only reason you're around the guy is not because of the friendship, because you're enamored with the guy. Then you have sex. He freaks out. He pulls back. You freak out. And to be around him now will be torture. You'll start getting it. You'll be friends, and then he'll start telling you about some chick he's hot for or dating, or it'll be one of your friends, and you'll want to kill yourself.
That's why you just got to give it some time.
Well,
how long ago did this happen?
That's a good question.
How long ago did you have sex?
Katie?
This happened like 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks.
Mm. Just once, though?
Yeah.
All right. And he's pulled back.
Yeah.
Find a new guy. There's plenty of guys who like you.
Over by now.
And listen, just because a guy likes you doesn't mean you can't like him. I know this guy seems, you know, forbidden fruit, or he's unobtainable, and so he's so sexy. Don't get into that crap. It's a miserable life if you're only into people that aren't that into you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Bruce?
I'm
do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
All right. All right. You got to find the people that are into you and be with them. Why not? You know, let me tell you something else in this life. People do a lot of, like, nobody likes an ass kisser. I love an ass kisser. I love a guy who'll kiss ass.
I love even, you know, people that just laugh at your joke, even when you're not being funny. I love those people.
Watch.
Tell me
how good this feels. That is so true.
Yeah.
That is so true.
It's a rays of sunshine just
genius
beaming down on me. It's absolutely
genius.
I love
genius.
It.
Right on.
That's
dead
how
nuts
you work,
on
Steve.
Bullseye,
you work. You work. You live for that.
Bullseye.
Yeah, I'm always trying
we help
to put
you
on
out
a show.
We help
you guys
out
humor me by pretending that you like me, and I got to thank
I have
you.
A great
but
life.
I'll tell you this one and only time.
I'm a good friend
yeah
for that.
No, it's, you know what it's like? It's like the fake orgasm. When I find out the chick is faking it, even better.
I know, yeah.
That's
because she's doing it for you.
She is doing it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't even have an orgasm, yet she's making a fool of herself on my bed. Because she thinks that much of me. Yeah. And the same with the ass kissing.
Mm-hmm. And you've had a lot of experience.
Katie needs somebody that will do that to her.
Yes, because here's what happens. When you do that unrequited love thing, when you're constantly into somebody who's not into you, it just erodes your self-esteem. It grinds you down. Even cute young chicks named Katie start feeling bad about themselves because they've been chasing after a guy for 5 years who ain't into them, and that'll erode your self-esteem.
I have friends who love that. Girls that love the guy who treats them like crap and will do it over and over and over again.
Man, that is true.
Yeah.
This guy's right on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking good. I saw him last night beating the Skins, by the way. Woo!
Absolutely fantastic.
Fantastic. Yeah.
How am I doing over there? What's my rating right now?
You hear about guys like John Bonham and, you know, these pussies? Nothing.
Doesn't hold a drumstick.
Nothing.
There you go.
Nothing. Should have never got a kid.
There we go.
Yeah. All right. And that was Steve-O playing that one, too.
Yeah.
That's him again. Man, fantastic drumming. Fantastic drumming. All right. Should we hear a song?
Absolutely.
Sum 41, my favorite band. I say it every time, right?
Yeah. Even when they're not here, I've heard you say that. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. This band knows how to rock. All right. They're all the way from Newfoundland, everybody. Going to be at Jimmy Kimmel Live this Wednesday out at the big stage outside. By the way, that's an honor, by the way.
Yeah,
they don't ask everyone to play the big stage. A lot
love
of people play inside. So go out and see them. Get there about 7 o'clock and watch Sum 41. As promised, it's time to play a little Aces Mexican Ranchero Accordion Countdown.
Mm.
This game is sweeping the nation. I'm sure it's only a matter of months before it makes it up into Canada. It's
boosting the ratings here.
And here's how the game goes. Ranchero music, notorious for leaning on the accordion. Quite heavy. We take a random ranchero song and pick a random spot to start it in. Could be not necessarily the beginning of the song, the middle, the end, any place in the song. How long before we hear the accordion?
Three seconds.
You say 3 seconds.
3 seconds.
You say 8 seconds.
Hold on a second. I gotta write this down. So
okay.
Bruce is 3 seconds. Yes.
Yes.
Steve, you're
eight.
Eight.
Five. Derek's five.
Saying, 8 seconds. Hold on. Derek is going to be 5 seconds. And Cone, what
I
do you
say
got?
Right away.
Immediate. Ooh.
Immediate. That's start good, right on it.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I have a feeling.
I'm going, wow, it's tough. It's a lot of spots taken up. Maybe I go heavy. Maybe I go 10 seconds.
Ooh, that's
it. Seems that's a lifetime in the Ranchero Accordionist.
Yeah,
but I'm going 10
shot.
Seconds. All right. So we got 10, 5, 8, 3, and immediate. Michelle.
Yes.
All right. I will cue you. 3, 2, 1, go.
Vengo a decirle a la que no me supo amar que chingue a su madre.
8 seconds.
Ooh.
8 seconds.
Ooh.
Steve.
Wow.
Nice.
You know your rancher.
Wow.
Can I get a little applause there, pal?
Wow. That is just dead nuts on.
I think Adam tipped you off.
No.
I was supposed to know that just happened.
It's a random spot.
My night, it looks like.
Hey, seriously.
I actually know this track, though, so... kind of cheating.
See, you know, the laughing thing before was, you know, maybe just a put on for the radio when I was kissing your ass. But you seriously have a gift in guessing Ranchero Accordion music.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not funny. I mean, what? I don't know what you're doing wasting your time in a band for. Really.
Well, at least in a rock band when I could be in a Ranchero band.
You could be in a Ranchero timing the accordion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Or playing the accordion.
Well, yeah, I could be playing. I don't know. That's just,
There's no way
I could handle that much pressure.
And let me tell you let me tell you something, too. That was not, you know, 8 seconds and 5/10 of a second or anything.
Right,
that was right on 8 seconds.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, that is just, again, I don't know. You know, it's hard. You don't train for that. You've been touched by God, my friend.
You got a gift,
tickled,
kid.
Tickled by God.
You have a gift. You were diddled by God.
Yeah.
God.
Nice. God was Joe.
All right. Let's take ourselves a little break, and that's how you play Aces, Mexican Ranchero Accordion Countdown.
Yeah.
8 seconds, right on.
That was impressive.
Wow. All right, Sum 41 in studio tonight. We will take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
8 seconds.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Bruce. Sum 41 in studio tonight. Chuck, name of the new CD, or newish, been out for a couple months. Band's going to be at Jimmy Kimmel Live on Wednesday, playing out in the parking lot. And the Donnas are going to be in here tomorrow night, and then Papa Roach on Thursday. And that takes care of the business, so we'll just keep on keeping on and speak to Jessica, who's 21. Jessica?
Hi.
What's up?
I'm 21, and I just lost my virginity this year, 2004. And I've lost it to, I've had two partners, so like one in January and one in September. I don't find myself very sexual, active, like into sexual activities as other girls, and I just want to know if that's normal. Like, I don't masturbate, I don't get horny, like.
All right, hang on. We got people with real problems.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, baby.
Okay.
There's
turning
a wide me off now. You know, masturbate. I'm not very horny.
The whole everybody at the beginning was way more fun. You know, they're wet in the bed. They're orgasming so much.
She's like, I wear 9 pair of men's underpants before I leave the house and 6 bras.
Now. There's a normal range. There's a wide range of normal. So Jessica's fine as long as
You're not in it though. Hey, Jessica. Okay,
yeah.
You're uptight. Are you? Are you? Do you have any kind of funky religion or anything we can make fun of? Or are you just?
No.
A virgin? Just a virgin.
I'm pretty much. I don't know. Like I kind of like want to experience more and sexual things and be more open minded about trying things.
What about the blowjobs? You do the blowjobs? Because I'll tell you one thing about Canada.
Yeah, what about it? Because I'm this close.
All
to
about the blowjobs.
Really?
The girls
they love
to give the blowjobs. Wait,
right,
in the States, a girl will be like, ew, I don't do that. And then she'll be like, okay, let's have sex, but I don't want to use a condom. So
right.
You won't put my penis in your mouth, but my dirty band guy penis will go in your vagina without a condom.
Dirty.
So dirty.
Filthy, I would say.
Shocking.
Yeah. So we didn't downgrade it to dirty. It's filthy. I'd rather eat a piece of chapstick that got put out in an ashtray. I would.
Great.
I really
great
would.
Analysis.
It's a filthy penis.
So,
Jessica,
hello?
Believe you me, I know.
Is it the
I want to know, like, is that normal? I'm very sheltered as, you know, a kid. I don't have any parents. My mom gave me up when I was in third grade. I was raised by women, you know, and
Lesbians? Were you raised by lesbians? Oh, your aunts.
No. They're all my aunts. Like, four or five of them.
Yes, okay. Here's the thing with women. Bruce is right. Broad spectrum of sexuality.
Right.
You just don't have the motor that some women have sexually. That's fine.
Yeah, and you may need to be further into a relationship with more intimacy and communication.
I've never been in a relationship. I've never had a boyfriend. I've always tried.
I never had a girlfriend.
Then he got in a band.
Yeah.
But, well, if you if you lose your parents at that age, sometimes there is more difficulty establishing.
It's nothing like I didn't lose them as in death. My mom just didn't want to, you know, raise me, and my dad.
Worse.
You have the abandonment at that age, then establishing trust relationships later on can be more difficult. So
it's better for your parents to both die in a fiery car crash when you're three than them to decide they're tired of rearing you.
Right.
Yes?
Exactly. So, absolutely. Jessica, there may be some roots of dysfunction here. Seeing a therapist and working through some of that may help your relationships and sexuality.
Yeah, you're fine. Find a guy, have a relationship. That's all.
Yeah, we've had worse problems.
You'll work it
out. Let's try
and
get another one.
A little behind the curve, yeah. Alice?
Hi.
Why does she only flirt with bad guys? Can't keep away.
See, that's what I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Ooh, bad girl.
Look, all 19-year-old chicks like bad guys.
It's a little different than that.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Mm. Well, it's not so much that I like them. I flirt with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, my last boyfriend before, he was a writer, and that intrigued me beyond almost everything. And I really didn't like him at all, aside from writing, and he was a total a-hole, so...
Boring.
Holy
hey, Alice, so you sound hot because you're a pain in the ass. Is that right?
Sorry.
Yeah, you can tell. See, hot chicks, they're a pain in the ass because they're used to people listening. And you see, when they're in person, because everyone's like, wow, you're hot. And they keep Everyone just sits there and nods their head. Fat chick's like, hey, fatty, go get me a beer. And save the boring story for the kids at the hospital. They say, drink, go on, fresh me up a beer, sweetie pie. Fat chicks talk fast. You ever notice that? Your fat chick's like an auctioneer. You're right. Hey, I'm a big fan of that. I love the band. So 41 of these guys are going to do a record. Like, the real is I got to get it all in first. They're like that. They're like the phone call you get. They're trying to sell you like timeshare during dinner time. You know, they got to get it in fast.
So they overcome your disability.
Hot chick will just stand there and be boring, and she knows you'll wait around.
Yeah.
That's how I know Alice.
And they like the bad guys.
So now Alice is hot.
But we have a strip club question here. So
really?
There's several experts in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Oh, we got a strip club question? All right. Let's talk to Peter.
Oh, hi, guys. I had a quick question. I know this might sound a little bit far-fetched, but I went to a strip club, and I was a little bit worried about I might have got a STD through a lap dance.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a snail trail.
No, I mean, check this out. It was a female. And
I know.
That's a snail.
Oh, what's an actual slut?
Impersonator.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Here's my theoretical basis for how it would happen.
All right.
Like, the girl was touching her vagina. You know, she kind of spread out her vagina and touched it. So I'm thinking she might have had secretions on her hand. And then shortly after, she touched my ear where I have a rash through eczema. And I was wondering if that would constitute like an open sore.
What about that?
Very unlikely, though. You know, the human papillomavirus causing genital warts could possibly, if you have a wart, start growing on the ear there.
Do you have something?
No.
Well, the whole stripper game is a little obnoxious. Like at the bachelor party, like she puts a whipped cream on the nipple.
I got a good one.
Your buddy Russ is licking it off, and then you're on it next. Yeah.
This is the greatest trick or whatever this girl ever had. And she poured a liter or a half liter bottle of water in her vagina.
Wow.
And
that's like 30 gallons.
Put Derek's face
right
down there.
Yeah.
And
splash.
An angel got its wings. I was so happy.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. You know, a very talented girl. And then, you know, I was too busy eating gummy bears off the other girls.
Derek got a mouthful.
Yeah. It can get disgusting, Someone.
Now, could you get something if you poured water in a stripper's vagina and she shot the water in your face? Could you get something that way?
No, you might have a diving reflex, you know, which is what the
the heart might slow down. No, you're not going to have any kind of...
What about if a friend of mine, I don't want to mention his name, but you guys are doing a show in a couple
just
days.
Say Dr. Drew.
What if you just sort of kneel down and the stripper dumped a beer on herself and it just followed the contour of her body? What about that one? Would that be... That'd be a bad one. Did you catch anything from that?
No. Just,
no?
So you're saying that there's no way, this is great news, there's no way to catch anything from a stripper?
No. Nothing.
Ah, yeah, it's great.
You guys are fine.
You guys are fine.
Have your condoms, you have your total body condom on when you're in there, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just got the rash on his ear, he's good.
No, but you can't have anxiety disorder and go to a strip club because you're going to have this kind of a problem. You're not going to get an STD from a...
And let me tell you, it's like an old football coach used to tell me, too. You can't go half speed. That's when you get hurt out there.
That's right.
You know what I mean? You got to go full speed. You got to go hell-bent for re-election. You go half speed, that's when you get hurt in the strip club. All right, guys? Let's get a hand in. Let's break it down. Helmet's not a chair. Grab a knee. All right. We'll take a quick break. Be right back with some 41 after this. That's it. Some 41, everybody.
Great guess.
Great guess. Yeah. Great band. Great guess. I'm not just kissing ass. It's Steve, I'll tell you, he's got a gift with the accordion countdown. No one beats a set of skins like this, man. I mean, talk about talent.
Drew missed a special mic.
If Buddy Rich had the ability to guess accordion music and ranchero music, that's what
he'd
Steve would
Steve.
Be. He'd be Steve.
Yeah.
He'd be Steve.
Can't touch him.
All right, Derek, not chopped liver either, by the way. And I want to thank Cone for coming in as well. Sum 41. Chuck, name of the CD, going to be Jimmy Kimmel at Jimmy Kimmel Live this Wednesday, rocking out in the parking lot. I want to thank Dr. Bruce for doing a fantastic job filling in.
Great
for
job.
Dr. Who.
Go to drbruce.com.
Dr. Drew. 41. Yes. So, until next time, it's Adam Kroll for Dr. Bruce. Saying mahalo.